All right, so Anthony, you're back and you're doing Viper Bar now. Every time we open a room, for some reason, the call goes out to you. But this is a special show because it's your show before Rush's 30th anniversary.
Yeah, they're playing at the beach next week. Sure.
Yep, and they're playing on Wednesday. You're going to the show?
Of course.
What's it like emulating a band with heritage like Rush?
It's really tough. Over the years, they've evolved, you know, different styles, a lot of different technology. We tried to keep up with as best we can.
And singing like Geddy Lee, that's rough.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work, a lot of coaching. Yeah.
How did you do that? Did you go for a special training? Did you call Geddy Lee?
Yeah. The Geddy Lee School of Musicians.
I got the old vice grip.
Yeah,
that
you
helps
have
a
to,
lot.
Yeah,
right,
you have to put
show.
A clamp on him.
Quick punch, quick kick, you know.
So if Rush does a little hip hop record, you're screwed.
Yeah, I think that's kind
it's
of
gonna be one you can't get.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah,
exactly. Now you guys are doing cuts off of the new CD too. I heard you guys just bust into Summertime Blues.
Yeah, we put that at the end of the last show we did at Wildwood. Yeah, that was really fun.
That was excellent. Excellent. Yeah. A lot of people love that too. But if you love Rush, you're going to want to come out and see 2112. You guys
definitely
next best thing to Rush, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, thanks a lot. We try. We really try.
You guys do well. You guys do well. Now, how long has the band been together?
4 years now.
And you underwent some changes. Like, I remember when you had the other guitarist, and now you have a new guitarist.
Yeah, we went from a 5-piece to a 4-piece. Yeah, a little more challenging, sure, definitely.
But it's not, you know, people criticize you because you're not a 3-piece, like Rush.
Yeah, that's true.
What people don't understand is a lot of their stuff that they do, studio. The magic of music.
Tapes.
And it takes a lot of talent to even bring that on the road.
Yeah?
Yeah, for them, sure. For 3-piece, yeah. Yeah.
Now, is the band aware of you?
I don't know, and a lot of people, you know, always ask, have you ever met them? We just like doing it. And if we meet them along the way, sure, it's nothing that we aspire to do. Yeah,
gotcha.
But it's definitely something that would make your day.
Yeah, I'd kind of be embarrassed, though.
Like the Priest guys. The Priest guys, we're able to meet the guys in Judas Priest, guys in Exciter.
Yeah.
They were able to meet the guys in Judas Priest. A couple of the bands have been able to meet some of the people that they emulate, and with Rush in town, you know, there's a chance.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
We could do like an Anthony, this is your life.
Yes. Now, if Geddy Lee gets laryngitis, are you prepared to step in at the beach this week?
Always. Okay. I know all the words, too.
Just
he probably knows better than Geddy Lee.
Probably better than Geddy. Of course, you have to.
No teleprompter, right.
That's a lot of fun. Make sure you check out Rush Tribute Band 2112, along with Led Zeppelin Tribute Black Dog and Skinner Tribute Street Survivors, ZZ Top Tribute Eliminator. They're going to be over at Viper Bar Saturday night for the grand opening of Viper Bar Rocks. But tribute bands now are the big thing, too. Where have you played as a tribute band? What's the furthest place north, furthest place south?
We've played in Connecticut.
Okay.
That's always fun. And we've played, you know, the Mulcahy's downtown. If we had to have a checklist of all the places that we want to play when we first started, we've pretty much done it all. We're really thankful for everything that we get.
Yeah. Now, from all the places that you've said you've done everything you've wanted to do, do you attribute that to hard work or is that Jesus doing it for you?
I tell you, it's definitely a lot of hard work, but there's something above that's happening for us, man. Definitely. Yeah. Divine intervention.
Geddy Lee's Jewish, dude.
Okay.
Geddy Lee doesn't worship Jesus.
I didn't say Geddy Lee. I'm talking about the tribute band, 2112.
Right. We do have a pentagram. I don't know if that makes any difference in
did you get
the logo.
Let me ask you a question. Did you get circumcised to play the part of Geddy Lee so that you
it
could have the whole Jewish
thing?
It
does help in the higher octave, yeah. Definitely.
There you go.
He had to get recircumcised. Ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to Anthony from 2112. Yep. Thanks for coming on board this morning. You guys have a website, right? It's very cool, an interactive website.
RushTributeBand2112.com. Real easy. Hard to type, but real easy to remember.
That's okay. I don't have to type today.
Yeah.
RushTributeBand2112.com. All right. Make sure you get out to the website. Make sure you check it out. And don't forget to hang with us at Viper Bar Saturday night. You want to give away some tickets?
Hey, sure. I got some in my pocket right now.
All right.
Call on up.
Call on number 9-648-BONE. You're going to Viper Bar Saturday night to check out Rush Tribute Band 2112, as well as a ton of other bands, too, like a mini Monsters of Mock going on this Saturday night, Viper Bar in Hop Hog.